The Mishnah beginning of Rosh Hashanah told us that there are four Rosh Hashanahs. Only one of them has the alternate side of the street suspended. But I discovered this morning that there's another Rosh Hashanah not mentioned in the Mishnah, which is the Asian or Chinese New Year, which is today, which does have alternate side suspended. Sometimes it works, depending on when you get here, it could either be to your advantage or disadvantage, but I was able to find this spot right away and enough to move my car. So in honor of our Lord and Messiah, Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh Adar in the Chinese New Year, it's really it's difficult to get into. You haven't really got into the real Rosh Hashanah series yet, although we're touching it a little bit now, beginning on Tezayin. I find it more difficult than Sukkah. Like Sukkah, you can learn all year, and it's kind of logical. To get into Rosh Hashanah this time of year, it just seems a little bit. It's kind of like you don't. There's a certain mahalach that you don't sing the gunim of the Yom Narah the rest of the year because it's somehow over the midas hadin at a time that we don't want it. So maybe Chodesh Av you could begin. Thinking by some Chassidus, they start singing the Nigudim in the middle of Chodesh Av. But I don't know. I struggle to figure out what to talk about today. So with your permission, it's not exactly in the sugi here, but kind of related. We'll talk about the appropriate demand for recitation of slichas. Sure, slichas is on all of our minds now, but the main sugya, the source of slichas is the gemara that we all know before we learn Rosh Hashanah and Yitzayim Rebeis, the Malay Mikra Mekurish Yefshar Yeter Yechal Omro, the Malay Mikra Kasa, sorry. So the Nisatev Vitalis, which is the source, as Rashi explains over there, for the recitation of Slichas. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Tshuva Perek Gimel Halacha Dalit, Mimnei Inyan Zen Nagu Kol Beis Yisrael Laharbas B'tzdaka B'maisim Tovim V'lasak B'mitzvah B'Rosh Hashanah V'ad Yom HaKippur M'yasim M'kol Yomos Hashanah V'Nagu Kulam Lokum B'Laila Baseris Yamim Elu, Ulispalel, Bibate Knesios, Bidive Tachanunim, Bidive Kibushin, Ad Sheyer Haya. So Lashon Rambam is the minhag was to get up Balaila. The Rambam doesn't explain when Balaila, and to be marbe in Tachanunim, Bidive Kibushin, Ad Sheyer Haya. So you would get up at some point during the night, and what we would call recite Slichos, until it becomes light. So the until part is fairly clear in the Rambam, Ad Sheyer Hayom. When do you begin is not necessarily as clear. Lashon HaMechaber, Simin Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, Nogim Lokum V'Ashmores, Lomer Slichas V'Tachanunim, Me'Rosh Chodesh Elul V'Elach Ad Yom HaKippur. So that's the Minhag HaMechaber, Minhag of Svardim, to recite Slichas from Rosh Chodesh Elul and on. But the appropriate time, the Mechaber writes, is Be'ashmores. So the Mechaber gives you a starting time, but he doesn't tell you exactly what Ashmores are we discussing. There are three Ashmores, four Ashmores, different Gemaras. So what Ashmores are we talking about where the Minhag was to get up to recite Slichas? So the Bach over here, quoted as well by the Magen Avraham, the Bach in Sivkatan Dalet, the Magen Avraham in Sivkatan Aleph, refers to a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara there says, the way the Bach quotes it, which we'll have to amend in a few moments, Kadosh Baruch Hu shat b'yudches olamos u'b'gimel shavos achronos shat ba'olam hazeh. So during the last 3 hours of the night, which is during the last Ashmores, Kadosh Baruch Hu is shat ba'olam hazeh, and that's an appropriate time for the recitation of Slichos. That's some kind of ace ratzon, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is shat ba'olam hazeh. So that means the latter Ashmores halayla is the appropriate time for the recitation of Slichos. Nagu lakum b'ashmores mean the final Ashmores. And that's when Slichos should be recited. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes here in Sivkatan Aleph. That's what the Prima Gadim explains to the Magen Avraham. It means that you should get up to recite Slichos before it gets light outside. during the last Ashmores Halayla. If you look in the Gaon here on Shulchan Aruch, the Gaon has two very terse references. First it goes Mitzayin Kinos Beis, and then it's Mitzayin of Adozar Daf Gimel and Brachos Daf Gimel. What's the reference to Kinos Beis? Kinos means Megillas Eicha. So as Rabbi Karp explains in his Sefer Hilchos Chag B'Chag on Yom Neran, it's a reference to Kumi Roni Balayla. Eicha Perek Beis, Kumi Roni Balayla, Rosh Hashmores. So the Pasuk is saying to get up during, to cry at Hashem during the Hashmores Halayla. What's the reference to Brachos Daf Gimel? So the Gemara there, in Brachos Daf Gimel, says that there are three Ashmarises. Up to Chatzos, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Osek, or up to Chatzos, one should be Osek B'Torah, and from that point on, B'Shiros V'Tishbachos. So that Gemara in Brachos lists Chatzos as a cutoff point, not the third Ashmores. Rabbi Karp points out that B'chlal, the reference to Avodah Zarah, the way the Bach quotes it and the Magen Avraham quotes it, is a little bit surprising, because the Bach only quotes a snippet of the Gemara, and if you read the Gemara carefully, the Gemara actually says that there are four Ashmoreses. The Lashon of Gemara then Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara Bracha says that up to Chatzos Yosef B'Torah, after Chatzos Yosef B'Shiros
B'Tishbachos. That's before Hashmaris. Before
the last Hashmaris. That's before the last Hashmaris, right, from Chatzos and on. And what does the Gemara Avodah Zarah actually say? Amar B'Yudah Merav, Shteim Esrei Shalos Havi Hayom, Shalosh Rishonos Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Osa B'Torah Shnios Yoshev V'Dans Kol Olam Kulo Kevin Shirosh Neschayev Olam Klaya Omen Mikisei Din V'Yoshev Alkisei Rachamim Shlishios Yoshev V'Zanus Kol Olam Kulo Mikarne Re'emim Abbeis Hakinim Revios Yoshev Mesachek Im Livyasa. So here there are four Ashmarises mentioned. The first one, if you divide it to 12 hours, so the first 3 hours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Osa B'Torah. The second one is Yoshev V'Danos Kol Olam Kulo. Then he's Omei Mikisei Din V'Yoshev V'Kisei Rachamim. And then the third one, he's Zanos Kol Olam Kulo, etc. The fourth one, Misachik Im Lebiasa. So Rabbi Karp thinks that what the Gaon is getting at, according to this Gemara, is that if there are four Ashmaruses, the midpoint is Chatzos. That's the point where Kadosh Baruch Hu is Omeid Mi Kisei Adin, the Yoshev Al Kisei Rachamim. So that should be the ideal point for the recitation of Slichos, from Chatzos, or at Chatzos, where there's this transition from Midas Adin to Midas HaRachamim. So if you take the three citations of the Gaon together, what the Gaon seems to be saying is that the ideal time for the recitation of Slichos is at Chatzos or Mechatzos, which is the real indication of the Gemara of Avodah Zarah when Kadosh Baruch Hu switches from Din to Rachamim. That's the indication of the Gemara in Brachos, that that's the point where we transition from Torah to Shiros V'Tishbachos. And the pasuk in Eicha, Kumi Roni Balayla L'Rosh Hashmoros, so that pasuk isn't clear what Hashmoros is talking about, but at some point during the night. Yeah?
Doesn't the Gemara say that the pasuk of Kumi Roni is referring to Torah, which would then say that it's talking about the first two Hashmoros? And that would be the time for Slichos?
That is one chazal, but I don't know if that's the only way to understand the pasuk. I mean, quoting in this context, we're quoting the context of Tachanunim, so presumably, again, it's a one-word citation, Kinnas Beis, but presumably he's understanding the Pasuk in the Tachanunim context, that this is a form of Tefillah, that you should engage in Tefillah Belayla.
But he says, isn't Shir Tishbachos, isn't that a story about David HaMelech?
Right.
That's not a mock. The Gemara speaks about the Rosh Hashanah. Maybe I'm misunderstanding the Gemara Brachos. That was about David HaMelech.
Right. The Gemara says David HaMelech doesn't be Torah until Chatzos and Neshuah and Tish Brachos afterwards. And the Gemara says there are three Hashemaros. Is right.
But
it might,
maybe later,
it's
entirely
in Tzisa, so we
said that it might be a Makar for Chatzos. That's later, but...
Right, was that Rabbi Gemara Brachos? Okay. Or some someone has a computer. Okay, so as we're waiting to see the Gemara Brachos,
says that.
Good.
It means not always, but it seems like Rabash says that.
Sorry?
Yeah. Rabash says,
Right, but and then what's the reference there for Ashmaros?
Ashmaros is later. I'm sorry, it's Isa. That's what's speaks
about.
Right.
Yeah. That's a czar. Right. So I think Rabbi Karp was suggesting within the Gaon Shtoch. Right, that's machlokas. So there are four mishmaros, three mishmaros, and two mishmaros. Yeah, so the Gemara has machlokas whether there are four mishmaros or three mishmaros, and then whether Chatzos straddles two mishmaros or in the middle of the middle mishmar. And in that context, the Gemara says that David Melch was also in the Torah up till Chatzos and Mishir and Tishbachos afterwards. So I think what he's saying is that the Kavan of the Gaon was that Mei Chatzos, you see, for that Gemara is an appropriate time for Tachanunim. So if you put that together with the Gemara of Azara, the Gaon seems to be saying that the appropriate time for reciting Slichos is after Chatzos. Okay, but Moshe seems to assume Chelek Aleph Siman Kofes, Vigros Moshe, Chelek Aleph Siman Kofes. This is in the context of Moshe's discussion as to whether there's a justification, which we'll discuss in a few moments, whether there's justification for reciting Slichos before Chatzos under certain circumstances, But in the context leading up to that discussion, Rav Moshe seems to assume that the optimal window for recitation of Slichos is any time from Chatzos until Amud HaShachar, and the common practice developed to recite Slichos at the later end of that, Bisof HaShmores HaShlishis, because it's less of an inconvenience to people. If they're going to get up at Chatzos and then stay up for the night, that would be a major tircha. If they're going to get up later, they have to get up for davening anyway, so they'll get up an hour or two earlier than they would have otherwise. Then that's less of a tircha, and that's why it developed that people would recite Slichos at the end of the third Hashmaras, even though in principle, that entire window from Chatzos till Amud HaShachar is an appropriate window for the recitation of Slichos. Ellie?
No.
Okay. There does seem to be another element which the Rambam may emphasize, which struck me as something not so discussed in the literature, but I found Rabbi Karr makes this point, and Rav Sternbach as well. Lashon HaRambam, again, is nagu kulam lakum balayla. It's not just that slichos should be recited balayla, but that people would get up to recite slichos balayla. So there seems to be some value independent of when the optimal kumironi balayla, independent of the optimal time to recite slichos, but there's a certain experiential element of dafka getting up to recite slichos. Yeah?
Couldn't it just be explained by the mitzvahs that didn't have lights and they would have to go to sleep at like 7 o'clock? Right?
Kill them.
I guess.
Okay. The Odia Shlomar, there is an emphasis on the Kima as well. Correct, but there may be an emphasis on the Kima as well as part of the experience of reciting Slichas. So Lashon HaRambam is Lakum Balayla. Lashon Mechaber is Lakum Vashmores. To dafka get up in the context of reciting Slichos, as the Gaon says, Kumi Roni Balayla, that there's a certain experiential element of Zrizos, of the excitement, of the experience of dafka showing the effort of getting up at an inconvenient time or a not part of your normal routine for the sake of reciting Slichas. So, if that's the case, the question is how much do you push that halachically? Do you say that there's an adifus, let's say you have a choice between reciting Slichos at Chatzos and staying up till Chatzos, or reciting Slichos in the early morning and getting up for that? Is there an adifus to get up for the early morning recitation of Slichos over the Chatzos staying up recitation of Slichos? The Rabbi Karp thinks that it's better to recite Slichos Basof HaLaila if you're going to get up early to recite it than to stay up and say it at Chatzos. Even though, in his analysis, if you were to say it at Chatzos, even by staying up, that may still be better than reciting it after Nates, which we'll come to in a few moments as well. So the question is that the case? Rav Sternbach has this notion as well. Chuvas van Hagos Chela Dalid Simen Kuf Lama Dalid. Chuvas van Hagos Chela Dalid Simen Kuf Lama Dalid, that there's a very strong value in the getting up to recite Slichos. He quotes in that tshuva that the shamish of the previous Belzer Rebbe, reported that the Belzer Rebbe, I guess in general, probably didn't sleep so much, but when it came to Slichos, he wouldn't go to sleep at night, but before it's time to say Slichos, towards the end of the night, he would tell his shamish that he was going to take a nap for a few minutes, and then the shamish would wake him up in order to recite Slichos. Not because he needed those few minutes of a nap, but he thought that was a kiyum in this kumi roni balayla, the actual getting up to recite Slichos, that he felt is appropriate to dafka go to sleep at least a little bit in order to get up to recite Slichos. As Ezra Shomer thinks as well, that it's appropriate. He says what he doesn't like is the phenomena of people saying Slichos at Chatzos and then davening later the next morning than they normally would. So normally you go to a 7:30 minyan. So you'll say Slichos at Chatzos at 1 in the morning, and then you'll go to the 8:30 minyan. So Rosh Tomer thinks that's not correct on both sides. The point is to have a kima, meila. You'll tell me you'll daven Slichos at Chatzos and get up earlier than you usually do for Shachar, so maybe there's somewhat of a kiyum of kima there also, not kima for Slichos, but kima for the tkuf of Slichos, the Yom and the Rhyme experience. But if you're going to say Slichos at Chatzos and then go to sleep late and then get up late, so he thinks that's counterproductive, that goes against the whole thrust of the Slichos experience. And Rosh Tomer notes that the Lashon actually it doesn't fit in the Mechaber. Okay, fine. But on the other side, Rabbi Karp thinks that if he notes that the Minog, the Aruch HaShulchan already writes over here in Tavka Fei Aleph, that many in practice would say Slichos even afterwards. So Rabbi Karp says the Minog or the practice of many B'nai Yeshiva who don't want to be Mevatel the Talmud Torah is to not get up in the middle of the night or the end of the night to say Slichos, but to say Slichos after Friday morning. But earlier than usual. So usually minyan is 7:40, say Slichos at 7:10. So he thinks that's also somewhat of a kiyum in the kima, that you're getting up earlier than you usually would to recite Slichos, even if it's not formally balayla. But what about if you have a choice between reciting Slichos at Chatzos or reciting Slichos already in the morning? So Rabbi Karp thinks that it's still better to say Slichos at Chatzos because that's part of the night experience even without the kima than to say Slichos in the morning. In the Halicha Shlomo, they quote from Shlomo Zalman, that Shlomo Zalman's practice was to recite Slichos, generally speaking, in the morning, even once it was already light. Doesn't explain if that was just a pragmatic consideration, or there's a cheshbon. Why? But he says that Shlomo Zalman was against people reciting Slichos at Chatzos. It's not clear from that citation what was it that he was against. Was it against that the people then wouldn't get up on time the next morning? He doesn't really explain. Is that Shlomo Zalman's personal practice seemed to indicate that he thought it would be better to say Slichos in the morning, even when it's ready light outside, over saying Slichos at Chatzos? He also notes there that except for the first night of Slichos, or some of them say Slichos at Chatzos, which is the very broadly accepted minhag among most communities, although he says there in parentheses, Rishon Mazama was changing to his weekday clothing before he recited Slichos. So I'm not sure. There's this nice sefer, Ha'alilim Kodesh Lashem, Hilchos Kodesh Elul. So he has a bit of a discussion among the contemporary poskim whether you should actually change out of your Shabbos clothing, like Rishon Mazama did or not. I don't fully understand the Cheshbon is there. And be that as it may, so Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying Slichos in the morning, preferring that over Slichos at Chatzos. In the Sefer Isha Yisrael, Herak Memhei, he quotes from Chaim Kanievsky, he told him that it's better to recite Slichos at Chatzos over Slichos in the morning. And then he quotes it from Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv held that in the morning is better than reciting it after Chatzos. The way the Ha'alulim Kodesh Lashem quotes Rav Yashiv is that that was because of a Akima Cheshvin. Rav Yashiv, the way he cites it, felt better to get up early in the morning, even if it's after it's light, than to stay up to recite Slichos at Chatzos. Now, in most of the Svarim, the way this is presented, when we talk about the ideal time of reciting Slichos, the Hashmaras, or the Sof Hashmaras, the Hashmaras typically ends at Alos, ends at Amud HaShachar. Rabbi Willie points out that since in general we follow the Zmanei Hayom of the Gaon, so we generally assume that the day begins at Nates, not at Alos. So according to that, it should follow that the Ashmaris ends at Nates. And even if you want to follow the L'chachila time of reciting Slichos, Besof, Ashmaris, Hashlishis, you're still within that L'chachila if you say Slichos prior to Nates. Okay. Now what about reciting Slichos before Chatzos HaLaila? There's a Magen Avraham, not here, but in Hilchas Tanis. Magen Avraham in Simen Tavkuf Samech Hei Sivkat and Hei. Simen Tavkuf Samech Hei Sivkat and Hei. Magen Avraham writes, Ein Lomar Kodem Chatzos Laila Shum Slichos. V'lo Yugimu Midos B'shum Panim La'olam Chutz Mi B'yom HaKippur. So it's inappropriate to recite Slichos or the Yugimu Midos prior to Chatzos, with the exception of the night of Yom Kippur, when we say Slichos all day and all night in Yom Kippur, and we say Slichos at night as well with the Yud Gimel Midos. But aside from Yom Kippur, which is special, it's inappropriate to recite Slichos prior to Chatzos, and a lot of this seems to be based on more Zohar-oriented sources. For example, Rav Avadia in his Tshuva about this, Yichavadas Chelek Aleph Semen Memvad, Yichavadas Chelek Aleph Semen Memvad, Yichavadas was Rav Avadia's collections of radio drushas that were later written up. So he quotes over there from the Zohar Kodesh in Parshas Chayesara, which says that in the early morning hours, Chasadim are misover ba'olam, so the Midas HaRachamim begins at Chatzos, Midas HaDin is before Chatzos, that's why it's inappropriate to recite the Midas HaRachamim prior to Chatzos. So the Tshuva de Rav Moshe that we mentioned earlier discusses whether under certain circumstances if you're not going to be able to get together to recite Slichos later, either it's dangerous or people are not in good health or whatever the situation may be, are there grounds to allow the recitation of Slichos at night prior to Chatzos? So Rav Moshe is not endorsing of this practice, the Chachila, but he does think that since anyway the whole source for not reciting Slichos before Chatzos is because of Divrei Kabbalah, the Sifrei Kabbalah, so he doesn't think that there's a formal isser. It's a recommendation that is not a good idea. But if it's a choice between reciting Slichos with the minyan before Chatzos or not reciting Slichos with the minyan at all, it would be better, or there's an allowance, says Rav Moshe, to recite Slichos before Chatzos with a minyan, so that there'll be a tzibur, and the value in having a tzibur together reciting Slichos will override or will trump the considerations of the Sifrei Kabbalah not to recite Slichos during a time that is a time of din and not rachamim. That's the Moshe Psak. That was the Psak of the Rav as well, to allow for the recitation of Slichos even before Chatzos. Rav Avadi is very against this. Chavadas Chelek Aleph Simen Mem Vav. Rav Avadia thinks that no, if you have a choice between reciting Slichos earlier before Chatzos or not reciting it at all, better not to recite it at all, because you're doing more harm than good if you're going to recite the Yogimel Midas HaRachamim during a period of din. So Rav Avadia thinks bad idea under all circumstances, so you should never allow the recitation of Slichos before Chatzos, except for he raises the following question: when is Chatzos based on? Maybe we should base ourselves on the Chatzos in Eretz Yisrael. So if it's 10 o'clock at night in New York, it's way past Chatzos HaLaila in Eretz Yisrael, so maybe Chatzos in Eretz Yisrael should be Kaveya. Maybe this notion of Midas HaDin transforming to Midas HaRachamim follows the Eretz Yisrael Din clock and not the Chutz La'aretz clock. So he quotes Mar Mekomos in both directions on this topic. As he says, he quotes Rav Moshe, he's against Rav Moshe, and he says maybe the justification would be that we follow the Eretz Yisrael clock. He quotes the Sefer Bechor Shor that no, you follow where you are. He quotes from Tshuvas Yehuda Yale as well, Tshuvas Arugas Abosem, He does quote some svarim that suggest maybe we do follow Eretz Yisrael, but he doesn't come down on that side. But Yom Kippur, as we noted, is different because Yom Kippur, the entire day, is a period of rachamim, masha'enkin, any of the nights during the year, up to chatzos, is midas hadin, and therefore inappropriate to recite the slichas. I noticed in the Halicha Shlomo, he calls him Shlomo Zalman, that the problem is the actual slichas or the midas harachamim, but to start with Ashrei before chatzos would be okay. So this comes up usually the first night of slichas, where people want to start as early as they can. So chatzos is 12:52. Could you start slichas at 12:50 and say Ashrei and Kaddish, or even 12:48 in the Chazanos, and say Ashrei and Kaddish before you get to the bulk of the midas harachamim, and you save yourself 5 minutes? Yeah.
We said the slichos and piyutim there have like inherent value even without the yugim and the sarachamim.
As far as this concern, it sounds like the real concern is the yugim and the sarachamim. But that's the anchor of slichos. But the other slichos are attached to it, so it doesn't sound like Rav Avadia would endorse the recitation of the slichos. I mean, let's say you ask a question: can you get together and recite the slichos without the yugim and the sarachamim?
Or if you do it without minyan, you do it with chidus, right? You wouldn't be able to see yugim
b'chidus. Right. So then you haven't really. That's not really slichos. Slichos are that the piyutim are kind of a placeholder, but the real slichos is the yugim b'chidus rachamim. So it'd be kind of a not much of a value doing that anyway. Yeah.
I forgot which night we say it, but one of the nights we say b'motzei menucha.
First night.
So. On that night, would anyone say that it's ma'akev to say it in Motzei Menucha?
Well, some say if you say slichos in the morning, so then you should you shouldn't say that line.
Okay.
The same issue with the nusach in Ne'ilah. Kifana Yom, if you say Kifana Yom, it's after Shia already. After Seis.
Some would say, or
you could argue that it's still considered Motzei Menucha. That Sunday is also Motzei Shabbos. Although it's not Kidam Ducha Tkila so much because it's already late. Okay, the bottom line, with Moshe notwithstanding, and I guess the Rav notwithstanding, it's questionable on what basis to allow Slichas before Chatzos. Just talking to Rabbi Willard before on my way down, he said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "This man slichos." He said, "Yeah, it's horrible that all these places still say slichos before chazos." So it's where it exists. Some places people are powerless to change it, but not something that should be started as a lechachila matter. And then it's really a cost benefit analysis when the ideal time is chazos, kima, after it's light. Again, if it's going to totally shtir your whole day to get up Bashmaris HaBoker or Achatzos, you have to take that into consideration also. So sometimes it's a balance. And there do seem to be ample svaris in both directions as to whether the ideal time is right after Achatzos or Bisof Hashmaris.
Chapter.